My name is Raghu, and I'm originally born in India, and I'm emigrated to Netherlands in 1990, and I lived there for a long time. And now I just returned to India early this year, after spending a year in Korea. I was a professor in Korea last year. I develop ideas for products which will come into the market 5 or 10 years down the line. So by training, I'm a designer and a design consultant. And I worked for last some 20 years or so in helping companies to develop new products, primarily electronic products like mobile devices or medical equipment or even online services and that sort of things. And what is my specialty is that instead of just developing products based from engineering point of view, I have methods to understand people, how they live and how they behave and what their needs are. And based on the research, we develop concepts for new kind of services and new kind of products which can help them in their day-to-day life. And then engineers build it. So it's, if I take an example, it's more like architects. They decide the concept for the building in discussion with their client, and then they make drawings and they give it to a contractor who builds it. So engineers are the people who build the house, and I'm one of the part of the design team who conceptualizes the new products at the early stages. That's my background, and I've been coming to Auroville since 1990 on and off regularly, but in the last 2 years I've been coming more frequently here, and something kept drawing me here. I kept making more and more friends, and I'm beginning to feel very comfortable here. So this year I decided to spend more months here and experience Auroville life and also see what I can do here in the community and take it from there and possibly go through the newcomer process. But I'm just happy to be here, and it feels very much home. Every time I come back, I feel very good. When we talked about the housing issues in Auroville, one of the ideas that came to my mind was if we can design modular, flexible housing, which can be put together quickly in 1 week's time or so, 1 week or 2 weeks' time, and later on, if necessary, dismantle them and move them to another community and put it up again. So these are small, compact units, mostly using modern materials, maybe metal, maybe wood, maybe whatever, plastics, whatever that is there, but modular design. It's like IKEA house, which you can put it together and do it. And if you do this in large quantity, then it also becomes very cheap, but they can be reused for year after year. And this can become, for instance, during the guest season, you can put up these houses in October or November and take them in April and pack them away. And again, open it to the next season. So that way these are not exposed to rain and things like that, so they don't get spoiled, so you don't have to maintain them. You just move them to another place if necessary and put them. That was the idea. And I was collaborating on this project with an architect friend of mine called Robert Alaventure from DP6 Architect Studio in Holland. And with Fabian here, we just had initial round of meetings and we all got interested in it. And then Fabian had some new developments. He became a father, and then he decided to go to Bangalore to have another experience, so the project never took off the ground. So I haven't started on that yet, and I don't know if I'll continue on that or not. One of the things that I find when talking to people is that most people, they like the idea that a house can be put together in a short time, but the house need not be moved to another place. So there's no particular, it costs more to make a house which is movable because you have to pack them and put together, but most people don't see value in that. So that way, I'm not sure if it's a really viable project as yet. But if there's a concept of which you can make ready-made houses in a short time, that's definitely valuable to not only Auroville, to many other people outside in India, because it takes a long time to build a house and too much of a headache to do that. So even if it's a little bit more, but if you can put a house in 1 week, it's fantastic. Previously, when I came for 2 weeks or 3 weeks like that, but this time I'm actually for 2 months in Auroville completely. House sitting for someone in a very nice house. I was fortunate enough with that. It's actually quite nice because it's quiet and only Aurelians are left, very few guests. So you actually get to know people. You can actually, people have time for you, can talk, even though the few people. The weather is not bad, it's very bearable. But what I find is you can only do very little in a day. I'm used to spending 8 to 10 hours working and doing things, and here maybe you can just about do 2 to 3 hours of work, barely. See, most of the time goes in just setting up the infrastructure, amazing. For everything, you have to go to pond, you have to call somebody, this or that. A lot of time goes into these things. But it's a different way of looking at life. So I've slowed down completely. And it's quite a new experience for me, quite different from the life I had before. So I'm enjoying so far. And I hope I stay this way and I don't get frustrated in the future that I'm not able to do things faster. I would be very happy to work with Orwellians, you know. So, I mean, here, unfortunately, for the newcomers, there's no, you know, when somebody comes here, people come at different times. So if a group of people come together, there can be an orientation program for them. They get introduced to the community and things like that. But when you come as individual like me, you just have to find your way through one by one. And so I still don't know a lot of people. I don't know a lot of people in Orwell, a lot of things that are happening, though I try to keep activities track on it. But I'll be very much interested in taking part in a number of things, particularly movies or anything, you know, performing arts, theater, dance, this sort of thing, creative arts. And if I can help, because I'm a design background, so I can help with many things, I'd be very happy to join and help, use some of my expertise in management also to run a business and things like that. I'm looking forward to meet people to do something in that areas.
Why? The moon are so far to the other planet.
Because sometimes it's better to stay far apart to get closer.